Because what we've realized is that all knowledge is connected, and that you can get unexpected insight and inspiration when you listen to people who are outside your normal line of work. A few years ago, we started making TED Talks freely available over the internet, and to our astonishment, we saw them starting to spread virally to an audience of literally millions all over the world. It turns out that in every country, there are curious souls just like you who are excited by the power of ideas. They want to learn, and they want to grow, and they want to find a future they can believe in. So we ended up redefining our mission at TED to be simply ideas worth spreading. Now, many people experience TED Talks alone, sitting at their computer or perhaps watching them on their cell phone. But we think it's sometimes better to watch TED in a group. And that's why we launched this TEDx program. So the X stands for Independently Organized TED Event. We here at TED actually play no role at all in organizing your event today, other than making our talks freely available. And that's the joy of the program. It allows organizers who are passionate about TED to share it with their friends and colleagues and family, and to put together a program of their own choosing. Now, these events aren't supposed to be used to make money or to push any specific commercial or religious or political agenda. They're just about curiosity and the exploration of ideas and the pursuit of knowledge. So in a moment, you'll be watching a selection of talks put together by your organizer, and perhaps afterwards, you will be able to engage in a creative conversation about them and what to do with them. We'd love to get your response to your experience today. So if you feel so inclined, do please write to us. And after you've experienced TED, we hope you'll take the time to engage in a conversation with the people around you about creative responses to what you've heard, and perhaps come visit us at TED.com, see some more talks, and join in an even broader conversation with other members of the global TED community. So I would like to thank your local organizer for taking TED and sharing it with you, and now on with the show.
That story overwrites the amazing things that happen. You know, if we take a look at the outside world, you know, at the turn of the century, our cheap export wasn't really in vogue anymore, and everyone had kind of written us off from an economic standpoint. But we reinvented. We got out of the fur trade, and we became, you know, a timber powerhouse. And we've been a military powerhouse. And you know what? A transportation hub. We were the capital of iron stove production, the world leader in stove production. No one talks about that. We've been Furniture City, we've been Motor City. But this first session is about what's next for us. From changing the conversation of the city that moves the world to being the city that powers the world. And we put together some of the greatest minds in Detroit to help get us started this morning. So without further ado, our first speaker.
Those of us who are older, I turned 60 this year, don't have much.